This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, without further ado, we have to clean up everything that we haven't gotten to just yet or the messes that we've made. I don't think we've made that many messes today, but there is something important to be said right here, right now. I hope Matt's okay with it. Does anyone really ask? What we may have missed, what we forgot, what we need to touch on, what we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, coming up, a couple of quotes from Dan Quinn, who is meeting with the media for the first time since Thursday night in just moments. But first, a major kudos salute to the Washington Spirit, who have advanced to the NWSL championship for the second time in, 4 years, if I'm counting that right? They, of course, won the championship in Cincinnati a couple of years ago. And it's been a little bit of a tough grind over the last couple of years, but with Saturday afternoon stirring, emotional, penalty kick shootout, kicking ass of New York, New Jersey, at Audi Field, which was absolutely rocking. And I watched, again, the entire game on CBS, they did an unbelievable job because it looked like, their season was going to come to an end. They have advanced to Saturday night in Kansas City, the NWSL Championship, 8 o'clock, again on CBS, Saturday, November 23rd, against the Orlando Pride, who, unfortunately, they're 0-2 against this year, but they are 9-9-7 against in their franchise history. Last win, last August, 2023, a 1-0 shutout win. Orlando beat Kansas City yesterday. There's all sorts of watch parties and all that stuff. You can check out the Spirit, WashingtonSpirit.com. It is a great product. And they didn't even really, like, again, they almost lost, so I want to be careful about what I say. They didn't really get the great game, the great performance out of Trinity Rodman, who's the player that, you know, even the most casual fans, I think, know. But, man, let me tell you something. They don't win that game. They don't win in the shootout. They don't win in regulation. They don't do what they did without Aubrey Kingsbury. That's right. Their goaltender. And that's right. Kingsbury. So as I quipped on Saturday afternoon, Cliff, it's your turn. There's already a playoff hero named Kingsbury here in Washington, D.C. Aubrey Kingsbury stopped all three. Do you realize how hard it is to stop one penalty kick? One.
Oh, the very short period of time that I played soccer, I was a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
It's important to note because you have never seen me with glasses because I've got LASIK. But I used to have the worst vision, and I hated my rec specs. So where's the best place to put the kid that can't see?
In goal.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't last long.
I was going to say, how did that work out for
you? One season.
Well, Aubrey Kingsbury, again, is not only their starting goaltender, not only great, you know, and part of the reason why they're here and all of that. But again, on Saturday, not only during regulation and the two 15-minute overtime periods, but especially in the penalty kick situation, not one, not two, but three consecutive saves and the Washington Spirit won the NWSL semifinal to advance. And pandemonium again. I mean, if you've seen all the videos and all that stuff, I mean, it's just unbelievable. What a great atmosphere they have there. They have done it perfectly because they bounced around from the Maryland Soccerplex when I first started going to a couple of their games out to Loudoun, where DC United Plus or whatever the hell they call it. The younger, I guess, DC United. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell to call them. Where they play their games, they play there some. They started playing at Audi Field 4 or 5 years ago. I was at the first game at Audi Field. Complete sellout. Saturday, complete sellout. Just a great atmosphere. Loud, energetic. And what a performance, again, by the Washington Spirit. And I'll tell you what, again, they are not just Trinity Rodman. So we hope to get one of the players on at some point this week. We will see if we can make that happen. But Saturday night, they will play for the championship in Kansas City. And if they win, again, it will be their second championship in just the last couple years. So kudos and congratulations to the Washington Spirit. Can't say that enough. And go, ladies. All right. From Dan Quinn. We just got this word and information. He is hopeful, not definitive, that Marshawn Lattimore practices this week. He's hopeful. They're going to be cautious with the soft tissue injury, which some have said they're already being cautious. But my goodness. So much for all those stories about how Marshawn Lattimore was just going to snap his finger and play once he got out of New Orleans, huh? Either this is a really, 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 really cautious slow play on the Commanders' part, or, I don't know, we all got suckered into thinking, oh, that dude's going to play right away and be the difference in this two-game stretch. If not against Pittsburgh, definitely against Philadelphia. And here we are on the Monday of Dallas week, and he might not play. He's hopeful to practice. That doesn't mean he's definitely going to practice. It certainly does not mean he's definitely going to play. Also, Dan Quinn passing along, quote, Jaden Daniels is not injured now. He said, quote, I want to start off by saying clearly, Jaden Daniels is not injured now. End quote. So, listen, a lot of times I don't believe what these teams say. A lot of times I don't believe what coaches say. They've been less than forthcoming on this. But I got to be honest with you, the more I go along in this process, while all of you were screaming about how injured he was, and I definitely think he feels it more as the game goes along. Why wouldn't you, right? You get hit, you get jostled around, you get bounced around. Certainly, you can feel soreness, maybe a little inflammation, what have you. But they are going to the nuns to say he is not injured. They're not putting him on the injury report. They are not admitting that he's injured. Again, bumped around, bruised, maybe a little bit different than injured. So there is some semantics here. But remember, they could also get in trouble with the NFL if they are not forthcoming with the injury report. So they are going out on a limb again to say the quarterback is not injured. Which means he either hasn't played well on his own volition, he hasn't played well against two really good opponents, or what I contend to be the truth, and I don't know this, I just feel this, is when you play football 17 consecutive weeks in a row, practice, preseason games, training camp, at the facility every day at 5 a.m. or whatever it is, games, 11 regular season games, second in 5 days, short week on the road against really tough customers, you're not going to play well all the time. You're going to be out of gas sometimes. And that's what I think happened here. Jaden Daniels has never been in this situation, and now he is. So hopefully this weekend break refreshed everybody and the Commanders can move forward. Dallas Cowboys, the opponent, they play on Monday Night Football tonight against the Houston Texans. And that is cleanup on aisle three.
Cleanup in aisle three.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.